And welcome to Season 8, Episode 49 of the 2024 season of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. We are going to have a special evening tonight, folks. A little different show. Hope you enjoy it. We're trying to answer some questions, and the chief and the goon are here to, the goon is here to reminisce and the chief is to hear our escapades. Goon, how are you?
I'm doing great, Meow.
And I'm guessing because of the secret code word there, Showcat's with you.
She certainly is right here, Meow.
Great. Chief, how are things in very, very far southern Maryland? Not.
Yeah, this is too far west for Maryland.
Okay.
We over here were quite warm, and now it has been storming.
Mm.
So it's stormy weathers, as the goon likes to sing.
I did hear you and Mr. Browning reminiscing about the 70 degree weather when it was 41 where I was, or 42, a lot colder.
Yeah, it's 42 and raining right now, which means it feels like frigid.
Well, this is why some of us left.
I knew a girl like that once.
Frigid?
Yeah.
Probably more than one.
Yeah, he did go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and he was from the north.
All of every single one.
That's quite a generalization there, sir.
It is. Now, things were good in the 70s. I can't complain.
I mean, you could.
A
century ago.
I enjoyed the 70s, except for the music.
Some of the classic rock came out of the 70s, sir.
I do like 1970s wall of sound guitar rock. I do.
Okay.
Could do without disco.
That stuff with the D in the front of it, right?
Yeah, that stuff. We don't need that.
That's not music.
Showcat agrees with me. Meow.
That shows remarkable taste.
Every time I do that, she gives me a withering look.
What, the whole meow thing?
Yeah, she says, no one's going to think that's funny. Quit it, or I'm going to have to cut you.
There's a YouTube channel dedicated to people who talk to their cats and the cats responding. Like, there's a cat, you know, when they stretch out.
That's my eye.
They unsheathe their claws when they stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One was stretching next to a baby, and they had the claws out. And the woman said something to the effect of, you know, you do that again, and you're going to lose your hand. The claws come back in, and the cat's just staring like, like they understood. But
every single word. Don't kid yourself. They know exactly what you're saying.
It's just funny.
I'm sure dogs do. Every time you see a dog, you know, and you're holding the chewed up slipper and you say, did you do this? And he looks at you and goes, well, it wasn't the kids, so it probably was.
I can explain. That's what I usually get.
You see, I was hungry and I thought it looked a lot like a T-bone steak.
What had happened was, that's...
Yeah. So, Saturday in the morning, I was cooking at a charity breakfast. And my job was to make bacon and sausage.
Ooh, important work there.
When I came home, the Canine Protective Force followed me around for the rest of the day. He has...
Pockets, Daddy.
It's like he has seen the precious. Let's follow him.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
If you start getting licked, you know...
Licking your jeans. No, that's not good.
No, it's not. I knew a girl like that once, too.
I mean, you know some very strange people.
That's a true statement.
There's a book in there. Yeah. He's related to people who were... I'm not going to say strange. That's not nice. I was trying to find a nice segue.
Nice, sir.
How's that?
We had a request from one of my revered relatives.
Who's almost as old as Revere. No, just kidding.
He's younger than me. Watch yourself.
Everyone here is younger than you.
I don't want to have to come over there with my walker and beat you.
That's quite violent. We're
in a show
here.
I'm pretty sure he's still spry enough to get out of the way.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not moving as fast as I normally do. Apparently, I found some way to injure my back. But.
Yeah. Well, the segue you were looking for, we were issued a challenge, were we not?
We were. Challenge accepted.
And would you like to set it up and let people know how that challenge went?
Certainly. Yankee Swamp Fox is a very big fan of the holiday treat, and I'm using air quotes there, fruitcake. And I think there's a history of the goon and Yankee not agreeing on this. And of course, I've never been a real big fan either.
When I was young, like 10 or 11, Mom gave me fruitcake, and I didn't like it. What did I do? I believe I spit it out. Complain a lot.
Did you draw on the wall? Come over here and eat this fruitcake.
Yeah, I never tried it again. But whenever Swamp Fox would tell me how good it was, I would ridicule him.
Yes. And I, along the same vein, only so we got this challenge, and you really need to try really real fruitcake.
It's been 50 years, Goon. How about it?
Right. And he even suggested a specific brand for you, didn't he?
He did. He suggested Klaxon Fruitcake from the great state of Georgia. And one of the most popular fruitcakes in the world.
Yeah, Klaxon Fruitcake. I mean, how's that work?
Maybe it's Claxton.
It is Claxton. Well, it's claxtonfruitcake.com to be specific. How's that? With an X and a T-O-N.
It was one of those things. I remembered the taste as being very bitter. And I look at this and it has all these sweet things in it, in this sort of brownish goo.
Yeah, that's the part, the goo.
Yeah. And I thought, well, the goo must be what made it, bitter tasting to me.
Maybe.
But he issued a challenge.
Liking it either.
Yeah. And he issued a challenge that we should try it again. And we took him up on it. And he insisted that we have it proctored by someone trusted.
He doesn't believe us.
I wouldn't believe us either. Would you?
I'm not sure believing now, so.
What this is, we found an impartial third party. In fact, someone we think actually Yankee Swamp Fox will approve of, because it turns out this person, who just happens to be my mother, has a history with fruitcake.
Apparently, yeah, she likes it.
That's the first weird part. Turns out my grandparents, her parents, used to make this stuff. And give it to people. So we contacted the number one fan, and she was more than pleased to help us with our little process challenge thing. But she had one extra request that she would also provide a fruitcake, and we would try two. So
golly, we said, golly. That'll be fun.
Because then we got twice as many things to eat. Yay. We went over to her palatial apartment and we made a recording. This is like the first time we've had a semi-guest insertable recording. So this will be fun to see how this all works out. Hope you enjoy it. It runs a little bit. Now, of course, Goon and I were there. Unfortunately, we were unable to provide a plane ticket for the chief to join us.
I wasn't even invited, just so y'all know.
Well, invited.
No, that's not true. In our hearts, we invited you.
Right. In fact, you know, in our hearts, we were doing you a favor.
Okay. Audibly, I was not. Bye.
You know what? Honestly, we did talk about how technically can we get you in audibly, and we weren't bright enough to figure that out.
We failed. We failed you, Chief. We're sorry.
Okay. Apology accepted.
Yes, that's why that's why this is our first kind of guest, because we didn't have the full complement of people here. Right. But we'll see how it sounds. And without further ado, over to you, Crutch.
And without further ado, over to our challenge accepted taste testing of Fruitcake.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Crutch
and the Goon
and
number one fan.
And we are in the process of trying Fruitcake.
Oh, we're so excited. And thank you for talking me into this Yankee Small Clock.
Yes, we know where you live. Anyway, we have two fruitcakes. We have the
Claxton fruitcake. Claxton or Claxton? Not sure.
It's a Claxton.
Claxton.
From Georgia.
Like weighs a ton. And then number one fan, where did you get yours from?
Vermont Country Store.
Vermont Country Store. How exciting. But we're going to be tasting both. And we have evidence now. You have to understand the number one fan comes highly regarded in the fruitcake community, apparently.
Because my parents.
That's right. Her parents both used to make fruitcake from scratch and then like give it to people they liked. And
can you imagine giving fruitcake to someone you like?
No, I can't.
Well,
but she's doing it now. So I guess assuming you like us.
But yeah,
she just gave us a wonderful dinner.
We just had a wonderful dinner here at the home. Yeah, the home.
I had not like any home I've ever been in.
Oh, she's slicing it up. Don't make those so big.
Guess the rest of it's going to go to the Yankees.
The rest of it has to go. That's right.
Well, you know what? You can actually slap that on the side of an AT-wheeler. They could use it as a tire.
Or a brake pad.
That would make it past the brake pad. Or, okay, so now you're making me, she's got a knife. And she's another question to know that you.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
I don't think you should upset her.
Cruz, there you go. How's that for fun?
When you get up back, wait.
She's waving her with another knife in my face.
You're used to
what women waving knives on my
ear. Yeah,
is that pops out of there and then like flings across your apartment in a little laugh?
So Swamp Fox probably used to it too. Hurricane doesn't do that to me. I just wake up in the middle of the night. She's staring ominously at
me.
I'm getting a little violent with the fruitcake, but you can, because it can take a lot of damage apparently.
But
I've heard that they're going to use it for like part of the chest place for bulletproof vests.
I heard it's cheaper. And I heard Elon is thinking about it for the heat shield for the new Starship.
If you just slap that stuff the outside of the
call
Elon. Yeah,
tell him it's ready.
Okay, so now I see their three plates. Oh look, the number one fan's going to join us. That makes it even better.
Indeed it does. Did you thank Yankee Swamp Fox for his idea?
Did I thank him?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, thank is spelled different. But thank you.
He's been whining about this for a couple of days now.
Oh, that's the story digging in hasn't even started, but she's like enjoying herself.
We don't understand.
I was worried that the dementia was going to kick in, but apparently it already has.
So. What is
What's the consistency? It's
like thick peanut butter.
Oh, I was gonna think it was like a corpse, but okay. You know,
the way you were squeezing it there.
How do you know what a corpse feels like?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Okay, that's fair. No comment.
Okay. So,
regular.
That's regular. There you go. You get the fire first, fire up. But actually, you know what? There's a lot more counter over there.
Well, all right. Does anyone...
No.
He's the man with the Nikon listed.
I'm waving a knife and making people do what I want. Boy, this worked out well for me. Now what are we doing? Oh, okay.
Sorry, my fault.
Even silverware. Because I'm not letting that stuff touch. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to assume the one with the...
Oh, napkins and paper.
Is it safe to assume we're not eating the paper?
Oh.
Right?
How will you... Will you know?
Find it.
That's a good question. Yeah, Yankee Swamp Fox, it comes with its own piece of shredded paper.
Well, I hopefully I bought the one, so I gotta say, I gotta say that the food pieces in here really look lovely.
They are. Which one are they looking at?
I'm looking at wedgie ones or the lots on my first class. They're very colorful, yeah. But it doesn't have all the fun stuff on the top like the other one does. Have you tried it? Did you eat it? You know your mouth?
No, not yet.
Wait a second. On three. We're doing the klaxon one for it, right?
All
right. On three. One, two, three.
Say. This is not the taste I remember.
Well, the good thing is I like raisins. If you don't like raisins, you would not be enjoying this. There's a very raisiny flavor. We're eating the flat one.
We're doing the
klaxon part.
Your cup.
My coffee's ready.
Hey, Swamp Fox, I'm gonna have to apologize to you.
It's
pretty good.
It's not bad. Again, you have to like raisins. Okay, now we're gonna try the other one, right? I have to get some of the topping.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
More
cakey. Definitely more cakey, yeah. The Roman, yeah.
Okay.
I can also say that I will probably survive the night.
Yankee Swamp Fox, my humblest heartfelt apologies. Yes, you could. Doesn't mean I'm not going to, test you about fruitcake every year, Buck. It is good.
I mean, I'm not going to run out in the middle of the night to go to an all-night fruitcake store. But if it's like the only thing in the house between, this and old Doritos, I got it.
No.
You like old Doritos?
I like it better than...
You like it better than old Doritos? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're up.
Right. So, this has been a lot of fun. Number one fan, thank you so much for refereeing this.
You know, she should tell us that she certified this.
That's right. That's right. Just, I am my number one fan, and I certified this.
I'm the number one fan of this podcast, and I certify that fruitcake is still in style.
And that we ate it.
And we ate it, all three of us. Personally, I got to go with Vermont.
You're better with the Vermont?
Yeah, it's more cake than fruit.
I like the raisins.
A lot of raisins in the flat.
But it's been fun, you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for enduring this and all that other good stuff. And we'll hope that the chief still loves us because he wasn't here to enjoy it as well.
And there you have it.
Yep. Yep, I humbly apologize, Yankee Swamp Fox. Fruitcake, in fact, is a delicious holiday treat. I for one, really like the one that was loaded with raisins. Yeah, I think there were raisins.
Well, they're either raisins or craisins, but I think you're right. I think they were raisins.
It's raisins. It could be golden raisins. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean... Not my first choice. I mean, throw an Oreo cookie at me, I'm good to go.
I like these with the fruitcake and coffee was a good idea.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was because If you make the coffee strong enough, you can get any taste out of your mouth.
And so, Chief, I think you would like the consistency and texture of the Claxton.
Well, the Siberian Express only gets the Panettone.
That's very good, too. That is much more cake-like.
So that's all I know. And I know I cannot detect any fruit in that so-called cake.
I guess we're going to have to send him one, Crutch.
Well, I mean, Panettone is technically a yeast cake. It's not a fruit cake.
But what are you talking about? Panettone is 100% fruit cake.
Just telling you what they call.
Who are they?
Well, the Vermont Country Store, for one. I'm looking at their entry for that. They call it the Tiramisu Cream Panettone Tin. Goodness.
Okay, no.
So, holiday special is a marriage of two famous Italian desserts, panettone and tiramisu. Classic gold panettone is made according to traditional recipe, calls for slow and natural leavening process, soft, light, and fluffy.
You need to look up the panettone Italian Christmas bread. That is the fruit cake.
Okay. I will do.
Yeah, because it wasn't anything like tiramisu.
Yeah. I don't know what tiramisu is like, but I know this wasn't it.
Well, yeah, we don't have it much around State Lagoon Manor because it has alcohol in it, and Hurricane can't have that. Meow.
Okay, so here we go. Traditional Christmas panettone recipe.
So here's
the recipe. Good baby.
Is
day one. Oh my god, this is a multi-day process. How frightening is this?
Showcat has said on multiple occasions already. Stop.
Indeed.
I can hear it. It's legit.
So that was a lot of fun. This past week was my wife's 25th annual cookie day. Been doing this 25 years now.
I saw the pictures of how where you were at 9:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
There were a lot of cookies there.
There was even more by the time that the ovens actually went off early this year. We were done midnight, which is shocking. Usually the ovens run till about 1:30 on Sunday morning. So, yeah. And I had overnight guests, as it turns out, because we got tagged to take my in-laws back to Annapolis and decided, oh, we'll do that tomorrow morning. So.
What is the other name of this day?
Cookie Day.
Or the Day of Diabetes?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Just walking around the table, your A1C goes up a full point.
I don't even go anywhere near Crutch's neighborhood on that day because
it's just safer that way. Oh, it's a lot of fun. My wife takes special delight in having everybody come over and ransack our kitchen and leave piles of baking material on every horizontal surface, including the floor. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing in the world like walking over to the coffee machine in your bare feet and realizing you're hoping it's powdered sugar or something because there's something attached to your feet. Yeah, it's just good times.
It was not cocaine, so.
No, that's rarely good baked into cookies.
The fact that you know that concerns me a little.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be good.
Well, we can ask Hunter Biden, the expert.
That's right, because you can't plead the fifth now.
Yeah, I've heard the price of his artwork has gone down. Can't imagine why.
Could be because it sucks.
It always sucked. We just didn't want to say. Bring the old man's
heart. Well, I wanted to say, but you said I had to be nice.
Well, you know, we got a whole new year coming up. We should try something new.
That's not new. He's been trying.
We are trying something new in the new year, right around January 20th. What are you talking about?
Something old, something new. It sounds like a wedding.
It does.
Match made in heaven, baby. Oh, good.
We can get Elon to dye his hair blue. And Vivek can be the something borrowed.
Oh.
I found out that my sister's in-laws go to the same temple as the Ramaswamis.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, Vivek rhymes with fruitcake.
It does.
Rhymes with fire a lot of bunch of people.
Yep. He said DOD is first.
Maybe us.
Please give me an excuse.
You and I have been having a hard time trying to figure out if that would be bad.
Yeah. Well, thanks to the chief, I apparently have some worth outside of that place. So, I'm thinking that, you know, maybe I don't need to be there. So, yeah, who can say? Who can say?
I would just like to be, the building that I'm in really is a freezer.
Oh, so true. I'm with you. I don't know if they're running, you know, why. You just, maybe that's how they're saving the money. We don't want to cut any staff, so we'll just turn the heat off.
It truly, I mean, when everyone in your office is wearing jackets, everyone. You would think that
Amazon and buy those fingerless gloves for my new team, like I did for my old team.
You sent me the link. I'm going to do that. I'm going to buy some for my team.
Yeah, my wife makes fun of me for wearing the gloves while typing, and I still type better than her. So I don't see what she's complaining about.
I thought maybe it was because I was just getting older and I was, you know,
circulation low.
Right. But I mean, the youngsters are cold as well. Although the youngsters were a little bit upset this week because we got the big boss sent out a note that said, we need to be more professional. Y'all got to stop swearing so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Response, and can you say it on this show?
What was that?
What was your response? And can you say it on this show?
I had no response, but when the youngest member of our team asked why everyone in the organization got that letter, why we got it, my teammate, who is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, looked at him, didn't even think. He goes, well, it's because you're a foul-mouthed little effer. And the rest of us fell over laughing.
Oh, you can always,
you know, the building's loaded with Marines. So what did you expect?
You can always count on a smadge.
You're going to tell the vice president elect he can't talk like that?
Yeah, he has a bit of a potting mouth.
He does, by his own admission.
Considering how he grew up, it's not surprising.
Yep, when you're hillbilly heartthrob, you know.
You know, the hillbilly who went to Yale.
Yeah, you gotta like that story, huh?
It's a great story. It truly is.
They should make a move.
So, that's funny. But speaking of movies, I watched one of the two Christmas movies I wanted to watch this weekend.
Die Hard.
And I liked it. I watched the one that The Rock is in, Red One.
Oh.
And it was everything you could hope for. It had action. It had many things blowing up. It had sarcastic humor from The Rock and others. What's not to like?
I don't know. I hadn't heard it. Did it do okay in the movie and the box office?
It wasn't. Since it, well, it was. It was in the theaters for a little while, for about an hour.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
And now it's streaming. But so is the other one I wanted to watch.
Die Hard.
Now I have Die Hard, so I can watch that anytime. You know, the sarcasm wasn't as bad as ho, 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 now I have a machine gun, but still.
Welcome to the party, pal.
The best Christmas pageant ever, I believe, is what the other one's called.
Oh, I know that.
Is that a Hallmark movie?
No, that is a. It's not Instagram, but it's, or is it? It's one of the.
I think it's one of the studios that Amazon has something to do with.
I doubt it. The messaging and stuff that was in it is not Amazon-like at all.
Okay, well, it's on Prime Video. That's where it's available right now, streaming.
Mm-hmm. This movie came out in...
this year. No, I know some of the people that are in it, and I know... I recognize some of the comedians that are featured in the movie.
It was at least... 5 weeks ago.
Lionsgate.
Okay. I think I've liked almost everything that's come from their studios. One of the first things I saw from them had Michael Caine and why can't I think of his name? He was the attorney son of Don Corleone in The Godfather.
Ow. The attorney son?
Yeah, the son who was kind of the... Tom Hagen.
Oh, yeah.
He played Tom.
Isn't that sad? We're just getting... Just leave it at that, right?
We are, but it was he and Michael Caine who played a bunch of crazy uncles that live out in the wilderness in West Texas.
Yes.
Robert Duvall, thank you.
Yes.
Secondhand Lions is the name of that movie, and it was a sleeper that Hurricane and I watched, and it's a great movie.
Did you sleep, though?
No.
Through the movie? No.
Yeah. Lionsgate also did, like, The Crow and The Hunk, and a few others. So
yep,
Christmas Pageant ever is a good movie, eh? What's that, Lauren Grant? Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I should have it watched by next week. This week was my holiday party, so my movie time was cut down a bit.
And how was that holiday party?
You know what? We had an excellent time. We went to a place called Top Golf.
Mm.
Think bowling alley combined with technology and golf. It's a driving range, and you are outside.
In the cold.
It's not.
It was 24 degrees, yeah. Oh, we have heated seats and heaters, and it helped, but not a lot.
Right.
Hurricane was cold, and, you know, God bless my bosses. They noticed that she was cold and said, come on. And she went away with my bosses, and she came back wearing a brand new hat and gloves. They went down to the gift shop and said, come on, let's get you stuff there, keep you warm.
This is
how what a company.
Spouse, you know. Come on, comes back a gift. You don't buy me gifts like this.
No, really.
That's probably true. I pointed out that I bought her a pistol.
Ooh.
Did you get her bullets too? Because, you know, those are pricey.
You know, I did. And that might turn out to be a problem. I've had to turn down the sarcasm, which is not something I'm especially good at.
Yeah.
Maybe you've noticed that.
Well, you know, some people have strengths, you know, as they say, you know, the police say you have the right to remain silent. Sometimes you don't have the ability.
Yep, that's true, especially when it's around our spouses. I know I shouldn't say this, but I don't seem to be able to help myself.
Well, you know, there's never a better time to learn than the present.
Yep. Hey, can I run something by you guys? Hopefully Fire Marshal Bill won't mind my talking about this a little bit. He called me with an idea to modify his major in IT. Okay. And I think he is more pursuing the path of, not the path that Crutch and I followed, but the more lucrative path that you and Mr. Browning have followed. because when he, if he changes to network and server system administration, he'll get a minimum of 3 certificates out of it. Security Plus, the Cisco network technician. And I don't remember what the 3rd one was. And I don't know, this sounds like a good switch to me. And those kind of jobs are, there are more of them available.
Plentiful is the word you're looking for.
Plentiful is the one I'm looking for. And he'd be able to do them from Ohio, or far western Maryland, as I like to think of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a spot on move.
Yeah, and he looked at it and said, you know, I he believes he could be happy doing that work, that the work appeals to him.
Yeah, I mean, I had a degree in EE and used it for like about, I don't know, 7 months.
Yeah, I got my degree in computer engineering, which includes the ability to make small integrated circuits. And I've never used that stuff, but I've done the software, and you know, I used all that. And you and I even went so far as to get master's degrees.
True enough. Well,
and our
getting second bachelor's.
Yeah, but not by a lot.
I didn't have to pay.
Well, I didn't have to pay either.
My employer paid, and then I left them.
You did a hurricane. She did that as well.
I went to school in the evening. I did not do the 2020 program.
But nor did she.
I was paying it off almost as fast as I was accruing it. I think I literally had to stay 3 months after I graduated, which is about what it did.
Yep, she did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, again, not the 2020 program where you work half a day and go to school half a day.
And get paid for the full day.
Good program, but not what she was looking for.
Yeah. I would like to know if programs like that are going to go away, mainly because the government is not what it used to be. Education is definitely not what it used to be. And when you have a whole team that is looking for getting rid of waste, can you think of a better spot?
Well, I mean, the team I'm on right now, we've got, they're all younger than I am. But one is, he just had a kid, and that's pretty much the only reason he's not back in school getting his master's. Two young ladies who are in school, one's getting an advanced degree, one's getting an actual master's. Our team lead, who's no longer our team lead, is now doing Georgia Tech Online, which is a really tough master's program, guys. You know, there's the old song, the Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech. He's a heck of an engineer.
Indeed.
He was sweating bullets going through his last class. So, there's a lot of, you know, part-time classing and part-time working. And I'm like, just little old me there 8 hours a day, you know?
Yeah. See, this is much like in Office Space. I don't know the person's name, but as the Bob said, Nasir not gonna have a job, because one of the things that they're very strict on now is also ending the work from home capability, and this is only affecting government folks. So you know, just like you had mentioned, there are other very lucrative opportunities out there. Because
I heard though that the Biden administration had hurried through signing a new new contract with the union, because why do we have public sector unions in the first place that would guarantee, cement their ability to work from home for the next 10 years. And I thought to myself, that's all fine and dandy. So here's what I would do is, you know, you can work from home, but we're going to have meetings in the office every day. So if you don't mind driving here every day for the meeting, okay, knock yourself out. People, you can make it. You can make it so people show up.
Yep. Right. And there's a whole department in the government that has now made its life mission to get this done. And you know, my
can't single out people in the government. You can't say, I'm going to fire Bob. But if you decide that Bob's division doesn't need to be there anymore, then, you know, then Bob has to go find another job if he can.
Well, again, what would Bob say that he does there?
Exactly.
Wouldn't.
I take the requirements from the customer to the engineers. You can't let the engineers talk directly to the customer.
No,
that's actually true, though, right?
I mean, it is true. It is.
Well, can you see some of the engineers that we have actually going and talking to, you know, normal people?
They have trouble talking to me, and I work with them. I work with a lot of math people now in this current project. And
do they look at their shoes when they speak to you?
I just sit there in awe.
Do they look at their shoes when they speak to you?
No, they're extroverts. They look at mine.
Oh, okay, fine. No, Crutch. I am an extrovert.
You are a beacon of emotional projection.
That a freak of nature. That's what you were thinking. I brought the car in to have the snow tires put on today and made a new friend. I'll bet you're surprised at that, aren't you?
I'm surprised you're not in their wedding.
Well, maybe next time I see him over at Jacob the Israelis.
So there's a new employee there?
Nope. He was a customer. We were just chatting and we really hit it off.
Shock.
He wished me a Merry Christmas.
Well, there.
And that cemented it right there, man.
None of that happy holidays, hooey.
Well, I'm not doing that anymore.
Good for you.
And apparently there's a lot of little children who aren't doing it either.
What is it?
Well, apparently, the first lady, what's her name?
Doctor.
Yeah. Didn't she get pardoned for pretending to be a doctor?
That's what the Babylon Bee said, yeah. Yeah. No, so she went in someplace, said happy holidays, didn't she?
To a bunch of children. Yeah, you know, they have kids over the White House for various programs during the holidays, which is a wonderful thing, I believe. And she said happy holidays, and one of the kids went, happy Christmas. And she said happy holidays again, and he pretty much yelled happy Christmas at her. And she was beaten. She had to give in.
So I don't understand. During Thanksgiving, they don't say happy holidays. During New Year's, during MLK, any other holiday, they don't say happy holidays. Why?
Right. It's a war on Christians and Christmas.
You can't say Christmas without saying Christ.
So I guess that's what it is.
I used to try to put everything together and wish people a happy Hanurama Kwanzmas, but I've stopped.
Can you spell that?
No.
Good, because I didn't want to put that in the notes. Okay.
I'm not sure I can say it twice in a row.
So that covers Roshitana, Kwanzaa, and Christmas. Is that
it? Yes.
Okay.
You got one.
So
Hanukkah.
So
Hanurama Kwanzmas, yeah.
You gotta throw in Eid as well.
Eid, and what about Diwali? We could put that in there. I just don't know how to fit them in.
You're the one who did this, so this falls on you.
I'll work on it for next week, okay?
Yes, we want a new word. We're going to get it into Merriam-Webster.
Okay.
If they can get yeet in there, then anything is possible.
It's true. It's so true. Hey, how would you guys like to try out some of the trivia questions that came up during Cookie Day? This is one of the contests. So my wife, my beloved wife, she has a box and it are little slips of paper with numbers. And you pick a number and she reads the question of that number. And if you get it right, you get the box that's under the tree with that same number. It's a presence abound. But here's a couple of questions. And these, you know, you think to make an easy Christmas question. I'll bet you Goon gets this, but I'm not sure about Chief.
Okay.
Only because it's an old thing. Okay. What was Mrs. Kringle's first name?
Who is Mrs. Kringle?
Santa Claus's wife.
I believe I know.
It's from one of those animated claymation Christmas movies.
All right. Can I give my answer?
Yes, you can.
Jessica.
You're absolutely right. Jessica was the school teacher that, you know, eventually Chris married out in the
yep.
Is that real life?
Or pagan ceremony.
This was in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a Rankin Bass production starring Mickey Rooney as Chris Kringle. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. It was Santa Claus is Coming to Town. My apologies.
Now,
still Rankin Bass.
Absolutely. Rankin Bass, of course. How about this one? What is Buddy the Elf's favorite breakfast? And then I have a little side trivia on this.
I don't think this is culturally fair.
It was
definitely a scene, Chief.
It was pancakes, wasn't it?
No, it was spaghetti with chocolate and maple syrup, M&Ms, marshmallows, and chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts.
Ooh.
Now, they really made that, and he really ate that. He had to eat it twice because the first time it came back.
Oh, my.
All right, what movie was it?
Elf.
Elf.
All right, I didn't see Elf.
Wow. Okay.
Can we have another one?
Sure. What is the seventh gift my true love gave to me? You're all doing the song in your head.
I don't know the song.
On the first day.
Okay. You do Lord remember the family I grew up in, right?
Yeah, but you have a family now.
Yeah, well, I will let Goon guess.
Lords a leaping?
No, it says swans a swimming.
Okay.
Okay, how about, can you name three of the reindeer?
Yes.
Chief?
If Chief starts, I'll name different ones.
All right, so to reiterate previous statements, you ask anyone who grew up in a Muslim household these questions and see what you get.
Okay, around what time frame did you leave said household?
15.
And not to give away anything, but 15 was at least a couple of decades ago?
Yeah, but at that point, there was zero interest in any of that.
Oh.
Because I never...
This isn't nearly as much fun then. I'm sorry, I didn't want to put you on the spot. Yeah.
I see Arnold Schwarzenegger jogging in that Christmas movie, naming all the reindeer, and that's what I'm hearing in my head now.
Okay. How about this?
With him, wait a minute. With him running, going Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
And Rudolph.
And Rudolph.
I know that one.
Picture today. It's a picture of Rudolph, and he's holding Lucille. If you know who Lucille is.
Now, see, that is a reference I get.
Right. So Lucille is a barbed wire covered baseball bat that shows up in a TV show called Chief.
The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. And the line is, they used to laugh and call him names. Still. I'm like, oh, that's wrong. Funny, but wrong.
Funny, but wrong.
So when did George Michael give you his heart?
What?
Last Christmas.
That's right. That's the song. Who's kissing Santa Claus?
Mommy.
How many times bigger did...
Who sang that song? I saw Mommy's Kissing Santa Claus.
Well, a number of people did.
Yeah, but I can only think of one that I remember vividly.
Was it?
The Jackson 5.
Oh, well, that's true.
What?
I mean, that's the version I always remember hearing.
Right.
This is...
How about, what is Frosty's nose made out of?
Is it a carrot?
Nope. A button.
Yep. Yeah, it was a button.
A button nose and two eyes made out of coal. A corncob pipe, a button nose, and two eyes made out of coal. But I've sung that song like 6 million times, so.
Yeah, this is kind of, you know, stacked. And
this is cheating. That's what it is. But, here's problem number two. All right, so I'm out of there, and nowhere that I'm staying does any of this stuff. And then I marry someone who has totally different traditions, and so none of this stuff applies anyway. So across the board, like, if you ask my kids these things, they...
You are that odd other section of the Venn diagram is what you're telling me.
I guess. Chief, check out for me for next week. If you would ask a Siberian Express, I know it's not Ukrainian, but at least closer to that part of the world than we are. Has she ever heard of a Lithuanian apricot tort for the holidays?
What do you like that now?
That sounds
good. Because I had some at my Thanksgiving festivities that were a tradition from Fire Marshal Bill's.
We actually make this. My sister-in-law does.
Hello.
Wow.
Because
guess where we're headed.
It is.
It's very good.
It's flaky, and it crumbles in your hand.
Yes, and it's filled with apricot and other sweet goodness.
Yeah, there's jellies that they put in.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes.
Yes. Yes, it's a good thing.
Well, I'm hungry now.
Well, what's next that we're going to try on the Yankee Fox or Christmas food challenge is what I wonder.
He's probably going to ask us to eat scrod or something. I don't know.
Well, that would be all right. That's not really a Christmas thing.
I know, but it's frightening.
You could have ribbon candy from New England that I recall. The ends were so sharp that they cut your tongue.
Gee, that sounds like fun.
That's what I remember.
Oh no.
Jolly old candy.
First and foremost, a big thank you to the number one fan for playing around and being our referee.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That was fun. We hopefully will technically be able to do this in a better way. It's been a very Rube Goldberg process.
We're learning, and you know, we're going forward, not backwards. So
yeah,
we're learning as we go. Write us and tell us what you think.
That's a good idea. podcast@swimmingwiththe.fish. Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you letting us come into your lives for 53 minutes or so. We'll see you next week. But before we go, as always, lovely commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutch and Goon's Food Testing Service. Let's say you have a food that you despised in childhood. Let Crutch and Goon test it for you to see if you would like it now. It can happen. Goon had to apologize to Yankee Swamp Fox for fruitcake, which he thought he didn't like for nearly 60 years. Who knew? Let Crutch and Goon avoid the embarrassment for you. Quality control by number one fan, oversight by Yankee Swamp Fox. And eggnog, that holiday treat loved and despised by many. Could Goon be wrong about this one too? At least happy eggnog has alcohol in it to disguise the taste if that is needed. Creamy, delicious eggnog, another potential opinion reversal for the Goon. Buy some today. And Bishop's Bread, Hurricane's coffee cake talked to her by authentic New England grandmothers during her high school years. Mostly made of sugar, butter, and sugar. A tasty treat that goes well with milk or coffee with milk. Order yours from the Happy Pole today, or Goon will have Hurricane whip some up for you. Hey, what are you doing? Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.